How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Well, you just heard audio from Dana Holgorsen for the first time as Nebraska's OC, and there's some interesting words. He called the perimeter blocking not very good. Also, some brash terms in general. We're joined now by Husker Line's Sean Callahan. Sean, what was your impression of the first appearance by Dana Holgorsen and his media setting yesterday?
Well, he's a confident coach who's been a head coach for 14 years, and you know he spoke like that. I mean, and I think a lot of people that listen to it, I mean, the comments, people really appreciated the honesty because, look, the perimeter blocking has been embarrassing. You know, I watch USC on Saturday. I'm like, man, they run these screens and bang, bang, their blocks are perfect. And, you know, we saw a lot of other offenses at Nebraska do that over the years. Tim Beck's had great perimeter blocking. You go down the line, Mike Riley's, you know, every coach that's been here before, that hasn't been an issue, and it's been an issue this year, and it really is hard to do a lot of the things they want to do with the numbers game and on the perimeter when the blocks aren't being hit. And, you know, he's like, look, we can't do what we want to do if these blocks aren't going to be made. And, you know, I thought the running back combo was interesting, too, just that there are holes there and the backs aren't hitting the holes.
Sean Callahan joins us. Sean, did you get any kind of feel? I don't know if you went back and listened to Holgorsen. Did you get any kind of feel for, is this just a temporary thing for him, or could this turn into long term? We still don't know that. What is the feel you got from Holgorsen?
Yeah, I don't think this is temporary. I mean, I think as long as the last few weeks go to plan and nothing comes unforeseen here, I mean, I think this is meant to be a long-term move. He's still being paid by Houston. So whoever is getting Dana Holgorsen is going to get him for $800,000. I mean, that's the minimum Nebraska is allowed to pay him. That's what his monthly payment is at right now. And Houston is paying him, I believe, $4.5 right now for this year and next year. Then they get 60% of that the next two. So you're going to get Dana Holgorsen at a pretty bargained price. You know, when you consider Satterfield's making $1.4 million. So it's not about the money. It's about the opportunity. It's about what school is going to give him the best opportunity, what quarterback is going to give him the best opportunity to maybe do some of the things that he wants to do to make that next move in his coaching career.
Sean, what were your thoughts on the first game for him against USC? Against Nebraska loses 28-20, but he called the plays. What were your thoughts on his play calling?
Well, I think it'd be extremely difficult to do what he did to come in and not be a part of the staff at all and step in and call the game. But I thought some of the operations, some of the things they did looked good. I thought they did find some things in the running game we hadn't seen all year. But again, the struggles of man-to-man are real. Nebraska has not been a great team with the receivers getting separation, getting open. And that's going to probably be continuing to be what they're going to see. We know Wisconsin for sure, and Iowa generally is a quarters team. But will they change up some things, knowing that's been a weakness for Nebraska and how they play?
Sean, I don't expect you to know this answer, but I'm going to go back to the part of the press conference. It was one of the more intriguing parts when he said there's a player he's watching that could help us. He didn't want to identify that player who evidently hasn't played much because he wanted to talk to the staff first. Is there any idea in your head? Do you have any ideas in your head? Were you kind of surprised that he brought that up?
Well, last week it was Zinayre Bonner. That's definitely one of the guys last week. I talked to some people about that more, and the snap counts reflect that. Bonner played the most snaps he's played.
Okay.
Now, is there another guy? Now, that's obviously the question. And, you know, is it a behind-the-scenes walk-on player? Is it a Carter Nelson? Is it somebody like that? Is it Malachi Coleman? It's really, really hard to say. Could it be like a Isaiah Garcia Castaneda, who played more early in his career and hasn't played in the rotation? So, you know, the one comment he made is sometimes as position coaches, we get blinded. And I think anyone that's played a sport can shake their head to that comment. You could have the best practice of your life, and sometimes a position coach won't even notice because they've already made their minds up on players and their opinions. And sometimes maybe a fresh set of eyes coming in can recognize and see some things. And he made sure to say that yesterday, which I thought was interesting.
How big of a difference, Sean? There's some debate out there. How big of a difference is it going 6-6 versus 7-5?
Well, it'd be huge in the context of this.
Excuse me. 5-7. Yeah.
Not even debatable. It changes the whole month of December.
Mm-hmm.
It changes the whole offseason to have a bowl game discussion and a step forward for this team. And look, everyone wanted more than six. Let's not jack around here and say that. No one is thrilled with six, but you have to take six right now if you're Nebraska. And you can't act like it's a bad season because you haven't had this type of season, since 2016. And then that's the reality of what's going on. And it's interesting to hear Troy Dannon and to hear Dana Holgorsen both say in the last week or two that streak is hard to fathom. It just doesn't even make sense because something like Nebraska football with the tradition, the history, the facilities, the resources, everything it has, it's one of the hardest streaks to wrap your hands around and understand why this is happening here. It shouldn't be happening. And it would just be nice to kind of close the book. And again, I said this to you on your show before, 2020, they qualified for a bowl with those rules and they voted not to go to a bowl. And to this day, that grinds my gears. I know it was kind of a joke. They're 3-5, but they qualified to play in a bowl. A lot of teams that year, because you played conference-only schedules, and the players voted no. Some of the guys that are walking on the senior day were on that team, and it could have been over with if they chose not to want to do it.
Yeah.
Sean, two games left. Nebraska again is a favorite against Wisconsin on Saturday here in Lincoln. They're at Iowa to close. I mean, they've lost four straight games. They've not won a game since October 5th. Do you believe they will get over the hump in one of these two games and get to six wins?
Well, the facts are the facts on these two final games. They've only beaten Wisconsin one time in their 14 years now in the Big Ten.
Okay.
That was 2012.
Okay.
And then with Iowa, they've only beaten them one time since Bo Pelini was fired. So you go down and look at the data is against Nebraska. But I think they're getting Iowa and Wisconsin probably at two of the best times they've gotten them in a long time. I mean, Wisconsin, you think about the things off the field, Jack Del Rio's DUI, and then now this situation with Phil Longo, injuries, Will Pauling does not look potentially available, Hunter Wohler could be out or coming off stuff. So they're getting the Badgers at a great opportunity here in Lincoln. So I like Nebraska this weekend. I do. I think this game means more, and they're better aligned. Now, next week at Iowa, all bets are off. They've lost their quarterback for the year.
Mm-hmm.
They might go back to McNamara. They might go back to this walk-on guy that played for him. So it's so hard to say, but Iowa, we know, will have elite running.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.25% APY on uninvested cash and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on IRA account contributions. Robinhood Gold provides the privileges of a high net worth for any net worth or just $5 a month. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
And very good defense. So that's going to be a tough game to win in Iowa City. I want to watch Iowa closely this weekend against Maryland.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'll be a good one. Sean, shift gears real fast. The significance in your mind of Nebraska, now you've reported this, you reported it last week. Nebraska's game against Cincinnati looks like it's on the move, moving from Indianapolis to Arrowhead next season. That's the opener, and you think it could be a Thursday night?
Yeah, the Kansas City Royals already play Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
And Fox and CBS, or Fox and ESPN, both would be potential options for Thursday night, because that's a window for the Big 12 and the Big 10. So that they would air a lot of games. And Minnesota usually has played in that window. Well, they don't play a good team to open the year this year. They play a group of five team. But it'd be a huge win for Nebraska, because it's not their home game. This is Cincinnati's decision. Nebraska is not driving the bus here. Cincinnati's doing this to get as much money as possible to help pay these new bills that are coming to everybody.
Yeah.
Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you again next week.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
All right. Line, Sean Callahan.
So Cincinnati's willing to move its game to Arrowhead. And that, I don't think that'll be like a pro Cincinnati Bearcats crowd.
No. I can't imagine.
Will there be a lot of Bearcats fans? Or will they bring $50,000 to Kansas City?
No, they'll bring.
They'll be like eight.
Right.
They'll be higher than that. Just remember, they were, Fickell had them in the playoffs like 4 years ago.
Yeah, true.
So
they were
a playoff team. But no, I mean, it will not be. But I understand their situation. They're like going, that's what it is right now. If all of a sudden they can get a couple million more, we'll pay you to move your game to Kansas City, play this one on TV. The AD is going to be like, yeah, we'll do that.
Bill, I'm fascinated by that. I am. That you're willing just to go play on someone else's feet. Yeah. That's not going to be anything like a home game.
Yeah.
Neutral, not really. Yeah. I mean, it won't be neutral.
It'll be in Nebraska.
So you're willing to do it because you got to pay guys.
Well, all I'm saying is you don't practice there.
Right?
So you're not. It's a little bit different.
It's
neutral. But the crowd won't be neutral.
No. But it's interesting to me. That's what you'll do. If you just take a step back, it's fascinating. Yeah, we'll just have to do it. Got to pay them. Got to pay those guys. Got to find new revenue streams, even if they're kind of strange ones.
Yeah. The only revenue streams that are going to be out there for people to really increase their money on is going to be schedule. That's the only new revenue streams that really stands out. And that would mean that the SEC has to go to 9 games. They can't play 8 anymore. Okay. Yep. That makes the networks want to pay them more money, and then also more crossover games between all the Power Four, where you're not playing you can't have the Mercers anymore. You can't have Northern Iowas. You can't have those games because that's where the money comes.
Bill, what if this three-legged stool took over a program? We'd have to have meetings to come up with revenue streams. Couldn't we come up with something other than schedule?
No, but I'm saying it's the number one.
Oh, okay.
It's the number one thing.
You have to come up with.
You got to be able to bring. You got to be able to have a better product for the fans.
You can do another one though. Yeah. See, you could do concerts. They're going to do concerts here. More concerts, 2 a year.
Yeah. I'm a fan of that.
You would have to in the meeting present to me. What bands? I mean, what bands do you want in here? Who's going to draw 50,000, 60,000, maybe 90,000? That's revenue. Or Bud Crawford.
I'd like that meeting. Talking about who's coming to the
stadium.
We
would have to have meetings and determine ways to create revenue.
You would, absolutely.
We would.
Absolutely.
And I would lead the meeting.
I would let you.
I
just want to see better games. That's what I want.
I know, but there's other things you got to do, Bill.
That's your number one thing.
You got to build revenue.
The biggest revenue is who?
Games.
The TV stations.
Yes.
The Fox. It's Fox and that's it's
attractive
Fox
games.
CBS and ABC and ESPN. That's attractive games. They want more attractive games. That's how things work.
The most attractive games are in the SEC right now. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, there's a lot of attractive ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they had 9 ranked teams. And then the Big Ten is just the opposite. High 1 through 5.
But
you
have Indiana, Ohio State this weekend. Yeah. That's a big
one. True. That's a big one.
That's a top 5 matchup.
Yeah. Yeah. I listened to Leinart the other day, and he's on Fox Big Noon. So they asked him on the station like that. Tell us because the state everyone's just been blown up about how awful it is about Big Noon, and he even kind of says, "I understand the fans don't like it. They do not like it. No one likes it. It does." But then he says, "Damn." He goes, "It does fit well." You know, for Fox financially, because there's nothing else on, and it's one big game, so you are going to watch it.
God.
That part's going to happen. But as far as the fan base, there's not one person that game shouldn't be on at noon ever. Indiana is there.
Here's
State,
the question:
it's criminal.
Ohio State's playing 6 games in a row at noon. Here's 11 the question. Stop.
Here's the question: did this not bubble up last year? This discussion.
Oh, I'm sure it did at some, but now it's getting more and more.
Right.
I mean, just
I wonder what stopped it last year from getting this intense.
I don't know, but I hate them. The game you want, I say you want the night game, but if you have the one that's the 2:30 game, then you're as a team. It's like it's just kind of normal.
I wish
because,
I could push back.
Because then you don't have to sleep. You don't have to ruin your day, and not ruin your day, but have a long day if it's a night game. Or you have to get up at 5:30 to be ready for kickoff at 11 a.m.
Well, who's it worse for, though? Is it worse for the fans or the participants?
Worse for the fans. And the fans are the number one thing. In the end, if you don't have fans, we don't have anything.
What do you have?
The reason right now, currently, there's a history of Nebraska football and the fans. Mm-hmm. The one thing that stands out is that the fans, that go to this game at 5:05, and the place will be packed.
Yeah, and if the fans go away,
Ben, we go away. Yeah, everything goes away.
The stool.
No stool.
Well, we might be able to make it work, but
change up the
if you don't have
here.
The fans. So that's the part there. So like I said, just ask, what do you want? Colorado this year. You want them at night or you want them at 11 a.m.? Mm. It's a 99.9%. There might be one person going like, I kind of like to be done early. And headed back home. Nope. The rest all wanted it.
I can't push back. The only way you really can is to say, well, the ratings are really good for the noon game because there's no competition.
There's no competition. It's not good for the fans at that spot. There's no
Jake, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Segment 2 has been sponsored by our friends at Specs Hybrids. Jake's Farmers, we know that volume discounts are a major factor in ordering seed. Oftentimes, discounts are lost buying from multiple brands, but Beck's has the most. The first lineup in the marketplace, go to BexHybrids.com for a full farm quote. And always remember the 3 F's, faith, family, and farming at Bex Hybrids.
The president of Ohio State wanted to have Sonny sit in his box because of what he's done for the agricultural community. Sonny goes, I'll sit in the stands with the Indiana people. I'll be with the people.
Sonny.
I'll be with the people.
He's kind of that way.
Yeah, that's who he is. Yeah. So
he's loyal.
You won't see him in the
loyal.
Yeah.
Loyal man.
Yes. Sonny will be with the people.
He's not sitting with Ted Carter, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, he's not. He's not. He's going to be sitting with the people.
Look, Sonny, you got Ben's attention.
Yeah, Ben. Yeah. I'm going to. Hey, Ben. I'm going with Ben to class today.
Oh, God.
No. I need video of this.
I'm going with Ben to class today.
Sneak some video.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
Please, God. When we come back, the mailbag and song of the day and early break on the ticket.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.